Chapter 317, Expiation of Oaths. Allah the Exalted says, Allah will not punish you for what is unintentional in your oaths, but He will punish you for your deliberate oaths. For its expiation, a deliberate oath, feed 10 masakin, poor persons, on a scale of the average of that with which you feed your own families, or clothe them, or manumit a slave. But whosoever cannot afford that, then he should observe fast for 3 days. That is the expiation for the oaths when you have sworn, and protect your oaths, i.e. do not swear much. 589. 1719. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, the ayah, Allah will not punish you for what is unintentional in your oaths, was revealed in respect of those persons who are in the habit of repeating, no, by Allah, and yes, by Allah. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. 1. From the previous as well as present chapter, we learn that there are 3 kinds of oaths. First, false oath, al-yamin, al-ghamus. Second, absurd, laghv, oath, which is neither sinful nor is there any expiation for its violation. Third, al-muqadha, it is an oath which one takes wholeheartedly for doing or not doing anything. It is liable for expiation if one violates it. Its expiation is mentioned in this hadith. 2. What will be the quantity of the average food that is to be served to the 10 persons by way of expiation? We do not find any elaboration of this in any hadith. Some ulama have stated that it means meals of the day and night. Some scholars have taken support of a hadith and suggested that it should be 1 mud, about 0.5 kilogram per head, because this is the quantity which the Prophet, peace be upon him, prescribed as expiation for sexual intercourse with one's wife during fasting. The expiation prescribed by him was 15 sa dates, which were to be divided among 60 poor fellows. Since 1 sa consists of 4 mud, the quantity of food without curry for 10 persons would be 6 kilograms, Ibn Kathir. This means that it would be 6 kilograms of flour or rice or dates, etc. Thus, even if 10 poor persons are served with an average meal, it would be a substantial quantity. Allah alone knows what is correct.